אך באוסם החודש. כל אחן ורקן שבתור המיעוטן, מכך לכל על השובן. ואין המכפה על שאין הנשוב נושן ראשי, מדברי אבו סנף. ואם כן, יהיה הטעם הכוסוף, צורן של טעם in the Ramban often means the meaning, not the reason. ואם כן, יהיה הטעם הכוסוף, כי באחן לחודש, יהיה לכם לכולכם יום זיכרון תשועה, שתהיו כולכם נידונן לפניו, אך יהיה למקצסכם באוסר לחודש הזה יום הכיפורים. והנה הוא כטעם בלבד. So the Ramban here reveals something. I guess he wouldn't call it a revelation, but reveals something extraordinary. I think if so, the machlok is Rabbi and Chachamim. Rabbis have the opinion that Yom Kippur is machaper, even l'sheinim shavim, even without tshuva. Whereas according to the Chachamim, Yom Kippur is only machaper l'shavim. Okay, so clearly this drasha the Rashi is quoting is Aliba the Chachamim. Now I think if we were asked to sort of summarize or paraphrase what that opinion is Yom Kippur, to benefit from Yom Kippur, to take advantage of Yom Kippur, take advantage in a positive sense of the term. So a person has to do tshuva, and if a person doesn't do tshuva, so then he squanders Yom Kippur. I think that's the way we would paraphrase the view of the Chachamim. What the Ramban shows is that's not what they're saying. They're saying it's not Yom Kippur. Im kein yetam kosuv ki be'achad l'chodesh yelachem l'kulchem. The first day of the month is Yom Hadin universally. Yelachem l'kulchem Yom Zichron Tura she'tia kulchem nidon l'fanav. Ach yel l'miktzaschem be'osa l'chodesh hazeh Yom Kippur. I mean, it's also b'mlacha. It's also the achil of shsiyah and all the chamisha inuyim. But it's not Yom Kippur. You see that what I was saying? And Klor, the Ramban is saying that's just the. If the drashas Chazal, let's say the Torah had planted the seed for the drasha, chleis on the pasuk of ki vayom hazeh yechaper alechem, in the phrase yechaper alechem. So then it wouldn't have been a miut in the yom, but where the Torah places the miut, so what emerges is that the correct formulation is not that it's Yom Kippur, but a person who wasn't shav failed to take advantage of that extraordinary, inestimable opportunity. But it's rather, no, it's not Yom Kippur for him. It's something extraordinary. Again, he's a person can't decide, well, I'm not going to do tshuva anyway, so I might as well have a, you know, pastrami on rye. No, it's also the b'chamisha, b'chamisha nuyim also anyway, and it's also the melacha anyway. But it's not Yom Kippur thing. I keep forgetting that Tuesday we don't have the sfarim here. The Rambam Hilchos Tshuva Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. בזמן הזה שאין בייס מקדש קיים ואין לנו מזבח כפר, אין שם אלא תשובה. We don't have the סוהר משתלח, we don't have חטוס ואשומוס, we don't have מלכוס, we don't have מיסס בזלם, we don't have all the דברים המחפים. בזמן הזה שאין בייס מקדש קיים ואין לנו מזבח כפר, אין שם אלא תשובה. התשובה מחפרס על כל העבירס, אפילו ראש כל יום ועושה תשובה באחרונה, אין מזכירנו שום דבר מרישה, שנאמר מרישה סרושה, לא ייכשל בה ביום שוב על מי וישל. בעצמו של יום הכיפור מחפה לשבן, שנאמר כי ביום הזה יחפה עליכם. So the halacha is kulopela. The Rambam begins the halacha by saying that the only machapa we have left is tshuva, and then he concludes the halacha by saying that's Moshe Yom Kippurim is machapa. But elamai, no. So according to this Ramban, the pshat in the shitas hachachamim that Yom Kippur is only machapa l'shavim. So it's not again according to our initial paraphrase, Yom Kippur is mechaper. Tshuva is a condition. Moshe Ma'ad Avadama. Let's say someone will say he's giving out free donuts for anyone wearing a blue shirt. Okay, so that's a condition. There's the giveaway, and then there's a condition. So Yom Kippur is mechaper, and there's a condition of tshuva. No, according to the Ramban, that's not the pshat, right? According to the Ramban, that it becomes... It's Yom Kippur for someone who shav. So that then means that there isn't a distinct mechaper of Yom Kippur. And Memela, the Rambam is also Nicha. Right? The Rambam, where, again, in the beginning of the Halacha, says that Ein Shem is Reach Kapar Ela Tshuva. The only mechaper we have is Man Hazeh, only in quotation marks, but it works for everything. The only mechaper we have is Man Hazeh is tshuva, and then the Rambam turns around and says that Atzvo Shem Kuv Mechapa L'Shavim. But according to this Ramban, no, it's Hein Advar, because really the pshat is, really the pshat in Chachamim is that tshuva is mechaperes on Yom Kippur. Tshuva is mechaperes on Yom Kippur. I was looking to see in Elam Afoshim. See, he's not Mesiachis. The Ramban doesn't. He's coming from a totally different angle. But the Ksav HaKabbalah. Ksav HaKabbalah has the following. Kedarko, on the one hand, tremendously mechudosh, on the other hand, just so anchored. Kara es hayom hazeh b'loshen kapar v'lo b'loshen slicha. Why isn't it yom haslicha, yom hamechila? What's pshat that it's yom haKippurim? Nira liya, nira loma shibola horos al ofen mechilas ha'avonos sheyiyado excuse me. Shibola horos al ofen mechilas ha'avonos sheyiyado ha'toru lanu b'yom hazeh. V'hu avidoi v'atshuva. Asherak b'tzeruf eile b'yom ha'kadosh hazeh nasik ha'chesed ha'elyon le'mechila v'slichas ha'avonos. U'kema amorim. If you have it on the computer, I'm in Vayikra Chaf Gimel Chav Zayin in the Haksav HaKabbalah. Vayikra Chaf Gimel Chav Zayin Haksav HaKabbalah. Ukema'amarim, Ein Yom HaKippurim Mechape Elim HaTshuva. V'zem Nichlal B'loshem Kippurim. And he goes on to show the Shoresh. Chof pei resh, it means to atone, it means atonement, but it also means to cleanse, to remove. And he says the Lashon Yom HaKippurim is that the Torah intends is a double entendre, that the Torah intends both meanings. The Torah says when the person cleanses himself, so then memela, it's a day of atonement. V'zeh nichlal b'loshen kippurim, ki kvor piresh Rashi al posuk in Yeshayahu, kol kapor loshon siluk davar, v'targum osham la'adoyusa. וכן פירוש הרד"א, כל כפר לשון הסרה. That's A. Now the question is there any is there any nafkemina practically to this conceptual difference that it's not the pshat that if a person doesn't do tshuva on Yom Kippurim, it's not the pshat that he isn't tapping into, he's not benefiting from Yom Kippur, that he didn't show up for the amnesty. But the pshat is, no, that aspect of Yom Kippur, it wasn't Yom Kippur for him. Ach, it's not Yom Kippur for everyone. It's a Yom Ha'osur b'malacha for everyone. It's a Yom Ha'osur with a Chamesh Inuyim for everyone, but it's not Yom Kippur for everyone. Is there a nafkemina? So possibly, I don't know, you can... I don't know, panim l'chan, it could be that what we're about to say, you could argue is true either way, or maybe it's only true, dafka, according to this new havana. There are certainly levels and gradations in tshuva. How so? I mean, either a person has azivas hachet and harata the sha'ava and kabbalah haba, or he doesn't. So how are the madrigas? And again, according to the Rambam, there's no room for partial kabbalah haba. Kabbalah haba is all or nothing. Well, but in Chavata the Sha'avar, of course there are madrigas. A person can look back at a chait and a person can look back at something he did. That wasn't a good thing to do. That was a bad thing to do. That was a very bad thing to do. That was a terrible thing to do. That was the worst possible thing in the world to do. There are different degrees of hakaras hachait, corresponding to which there are different degrees of charata, of remorse. And one can't equate a tshuva where the hakaras hachet is complete, where the hakaras hachet maybe is somewhat lacking. One can't equate the tshuva where the person has a profound sense of remorse to the point of anguish, to where a person has genuine regret, but it would be an exaggeration to describe it as anguish. So, according to the Ramban, the Chora, and again, the Ramban is just so, it's not the Ramban, he's showing us that that's what the Drashas Chazal is. But according to the Ramban, the Chora, that it's Yom Kippur to the degree that a person does tshuva, so how much of a Yom Kippur it is also depends on how much of a tshuva there is. It's not all or nothing. I don't know, maybe, again, this next half, you know, is there a contrast? So, I guess you can argue both sides of it. You know, maybe if Yom Kippur is machape, but to get in the door, you have to do tshuva. Okay, so if you did a tshuva in a b'di'evadik way, I don't know, maybe that's enough. Maybe that gets you in the door. Maybe you wouldn't have madregas. I don't know, you can argue it either way. But clearly, it's irrelevant. There's no point in arguing it, because clearly,
unless you're just in the mood for an argument, okay? But clearly, according to the way the Ramban explains it, so it's compelling that there will be madregas of kapora reflecting the madrega of the tshuva, which depends upon the degree of the hakar sachet and charata. The Chovas Halvavas, I looked before, but I couldn't find it to give you the exact Maramachim. I couldn't find where it was. But Chovas Halvavas says this. Chovas Halvavas says, again, he's speaking about Hasidim, you know, before the term became identified with the Talmid, they have a Baal Shem Tov. He says, Hasidim have the following practice. He says, they do tshuva on their tshuva. And what that reflects, I mean, it's certainly not mufurish what we're talking about, but it certainly reflects the same yisod in terms of the madregas of tshuva. Because the way he explains the tshuva on the tshuva is that where the person was holding last year, so when he looked at his chait, so he had the sensitivity to a certain point to recognize what's wrong and what's bad about it. But now, having gotten to a higher madrega, so he has greater sensitivity, greater understanding, greater insight. So now he understands. So now he says, Gewalt, the way I apologized, as it were, tshuva, right? The way I apologized last year, it was as if I was making light of the chait. Let's say Moshe Lamad Avadome. Let's say, I don't know, a person's running and he runs over someone and knocks the person over and the person suffers a concussion. And then he comes over to them the next day and extends his hand and says, I want to apologize for bumping into you. So Mustama, he has to apologize for the apology. At a certain point, but when he understands, when it dawns on him, that he didn't bump into the guy. No, he ran the guy over and gave him a concussion. So he's going to apologize for the apology, because the apology made light of what he did. The apology was sincere. That was the degree to which he understood the offense at that point. But when he understands the offense more fully, so then he's going to apologize for the apology. Amen.
Clearly I'm just misunderstanding, but that's sort of like, the point is that like a person grows over their life. Like the point is they're at level A at point one, at level B at point two. They're not expected to be at, I mean, somebody who's whatever is at one certain level, not expected to be necessarily in a higher level at that point. So it's expected to be in a higher level.
What talking about can happen for either of two very different scenarios. You're absolutely correct, and it's a very, very important contextualization that you're giving. It can happen for either of two reasons. It can happen either because the person is not yet in a position to, again, which is the way I was more describing it, that in terms of the Chovas Halvavas, a person is not yet in a position to recognize it fully, or sometimes it can be that he just does tshuva superficially, right? It can happen for either of two. And presumably the way that registers is going to differ depending upon which of those two scenarios it is.
So I'm just trying to understand. I mean, the point is, if someone's just not at a certain level yet to recognize it, so you're supposed to ask Mechila on your level.
Exactly. Again, but again, just to try to review, just to make sure the point is clear, the objectively incomplete hankar sachet can happen for either of two reasons. It can either happen because the person is not on the madrega to have the hankar sachet, which is what you're talking about, and you're 100% correct, in which case it's only going to be a midas chasidus to do tshuva on the tshuva. It's certainly not going to be something that has to do maker at it. Or it can be because he's not reaching down deep enough, in which case that would be a very different scenario, right? But what you're saying is 100% true, 100% true.
Chazal say, doing tshuva me'avo versus tshuva me'ira, and Hashem reacts differently to those things. Is that also?
That, I think that's very much part of what we're talking about. But I think what we're suggesting is that maybe, that there will be even more, more gradations than just two of tshuva meyira, tshuva me'av. Maybe even within tshuva meyira there are going to be madregos. But yeah, that certainly is a binyanav for what we're talking about. Because in one case, the tshuva is effective that zdonos nasos lo kishkogos, and in the other case, the tshuva is effective that zdonos nasos kizachuyos. So that's very much a binyanav for what we're talking about. But what we're suggesting is that maybe even within the lav dafka, that what that means is that within tshuva meyira, that everything is the same. Everything is alike. Okay, we'll stop here.